Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Welcome ya Mustafa. Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 22nd of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 13th of November, 2025. Our listeners can send in their questions. Today is open line, just like last week. So any questions surrounding anything, you can send us a WhatsApp. 0847863132. If you're in a foreign country, +27 84786 3132. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain sir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fiikum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
We start with Mufti Saab's headlines.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Jumad al-Ula 1447 in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine, South Africa. 95-99% of the countries and cities of the world. So for that we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And now it's less than 100 days left for the month of Ramadan. So we make dua, Allah Jalla Wala, Allahumma Balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, spare us for another Ramadan Mubarak through your grace and mercy and benevolence. Now Trump is in big, big trouble. They released 20,000 pages. How much? 20,000 pages, emails to and forth and all that regarding the Epstein file. And that is not all. There's still more to come. And they're going to vote on it and all these things here. So even his own party members have turned against him on this issue. So they know now that, you know, in Afrikaans they're nice saying, no honey papa dance, you must remember. Now everything is going to happen, you must remember that. He'll get further disgraced and so forth and so on. Regarding how many women he slept with, how many young girls he was busy with, how many he raped and so forth and so on. So all the juicy, juicy details will come out. So that's the first thing. Second thing is this, that we must remember that they in Ukraine and all that, I always said, in Palestine, we must support Hamas. So alhamdulillah, Hamas is trying their level best. And in Russia, we must always follow Russia, support him for Putin. Putin is a big harami, let me tell you that. But sometimes in life you need haramis, especially against America, Europe, NATO, Israel, all of them. So now the Minister of Energy, the Minister of, you must remember, so Justice and all of them, they resign, they in Ukraine. So that is a government in chaos and is one of the most corrupt governments in the entire Europe and so forth. Now suddenly America says that nobody must be giving arms to the Rapid Support Force. You see that, but they the ones who initiated it. UAE is the one financing them. So these are haramis because the world opinion is turning against them and so forth and so on. And remember there's jutlas, we told you before and 100 times, they are swines, they are pigs, they are donkeys, monkeys and dogs. All these words are used for them in the noble Quran. So you see they in Sidi Tamin, whatever, that notorious prison. They raped the Palestinians, everything, and not one, two, several times, and many people there. And then they videoed it, it went viral, all that. Now imagine the people who perpetrated this heinous crime, they are saluted and they are cheered on by the Israeli people. Now which type of people are this, you see? Therefore, to call them human beings is an insult. We have to call them what they are, the swines and the pigs, you must remember, the monkeys and the donkeys and dogs. So to therefore their own persons, you must remember Gideon Levi writes that the settlers and all of them, they're not human, they are subhuman, you must remember. And then you must remember that the head of the army, Israeli army, said that what is going on in the West Bank by the settlers is definitely criminals, but it is a minority. We don't agree with that, it's minority, it's majority. And majority of the Israeli public and so forth, they support them. Why? Because masses are asses, you must remember. For them to kill Palestinians, harm them, all these things, it's just, you must remember, one of those things. And then Trump tells Herzog, he must pardon, you must remember, Bibi, Netanyahu, the war comes. See, this is where Islam comes in. In Islam, there's no such thing that the government, the president, the Amirul Mu'mineen can pardon you. So you must remember Biden, what was his son's name? His son's name was Justice.
Hunter.
That was the, I said his name was Justice Order. And then his name was Hunter, the Harami. So Hunter was hunting for prostitutes. He was hunting for drugs. You must remember, oh. He even said he will not pardon him. That few days before his term of office finished, he then pardoned him. Trump, he pardoned himself, and he pardoned how many of his followers. So you make a mockery of the whole law. You must remember that president can pardon anybody. What nonsense is that? In Islam, nobody can pardon a person like that. You must remember that. You must come to court and so forth. And yes, if it is hukukul ibad, somebody you must remember, swami or something, and I forgive him, that's a different issue, you must remember. But to say the president can pardon you, and that is like the Christian church. They say you go there in a confession room, and then the lady will say she slept with this one. The man will say he committed adultery with this. Say, don't worry, my son, my daughter, that I have forgiven you. I will pray for you, and so forth. It feels very nice. That this is good, we just keep on parking our rifle and then we just come there once a month, once in 6 months and make that story, you see. They call confession room, you must remember that. So all this is nonsensical talk, and in Islam we never ever allow these type of things. So always in life you must juxtapose, draw a comparison with what is going on, the man-made law and the divine law, the Islamic law. And you will find true justice is only in Islam. Therefore, it's called Deen. Deen means justice. Maliki yawmi deen. Inna deena inda lail Islam. Wa may yabdari ghayr al Islami deena. Falay yukbala min. See how many verses there are. So Islam only has political justice, social justice, economic justice. That is we, the rulers and people, Muslim, we are fools. We don't want to practice on Islam because we are overwhelmed and overdosed and awed by the Western culture. Today, Muslim masses and Muslim rulers and Arab rulers, they believe, not only think, they believe that white is right and West is the best. So that is where you call that, write it down. In Arabic terminology, call it Al-Ghazwul Fikri. What is Al-Ghazwul Fikri? Ghazw. The intellectual invasion, you see. They have made our minds topsy-turvy. So instead of saying Islam is the best, we start saying West is the best. See that? So they people who control the minds, they win the war without shooting a bullet. So that is what has happened, you must remember.
Mufti Saab, a person says, please inform us what is happening with the US government shutdown. Can you please give us the details? What's the agenda behind this? And why do they have these shutdowns?
So you must remember is both parties behave like children. That the Democrats want to show Republicans we won't give in. Republicans say we won't give in and so forth. So it's finished now, it's history now. 43 days now, they finished, they came to an agreement and so forth. But who suffers? Not them, they get their wages. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands, millions of people's lives are impacted and so forth. no wages, the guys controlling the flights and all these things, yeah? Government workers, the people on the lower end don't get food, you see, they work with food stamps, so they get that quota and so forth, ration and so forth. So millions of people are impacted. How many flights were, you understand, cancelled and so forth and so on. So this is just to show, you understand, in Myanmar we got a nice word, our across area. One guy say I'm 1 kilo, the other guy say I'm 1.5 kilo. You see that? So it's just to show that we also can do something to harm you and so forth and so on. So that is what they do. Quran teaches us, you see, all of them, whether it's Democrats, whether it is Republicans, all, end of the day, you as 10, 15 people, 20 people, but majority are prostitutes, prostitutes, that they follow the agenda of APEC and so forth and so on. So they bought them all off. You must remember, 530 members there in Congress, only 10 are not taking money, you must remember, from the APEC and so forth. So what that tells you, all these things there. So but Allah in His own way does graces them. See now Trump, what is happening to him. And that MBS is supposed to meet him Tuesday. So maybe, I don't know what will happen. Maybe if things are too hot, then maybe they make him resign. Or maybe, let's wait and see what happens. But these people got no shame also, you remember. So it's like that, you must remember.
Mufti sir, please advise us, should we move from the from America to a different country if we are suppressed when it comes to practicing Islam?
I would really advise you that if you are in New York or Washington or Chicago or these places and you really feel, not for yourself, for your children and their future, you understand? That things are getting so bad here that they can't be living as proper Muslims. You want to read Salah, the surveillance. You want to do this, the surveillance. And your emails are being also intercepted and so forth. You know they got their ways and means and so forth. So 100% you must remember, I won't say it's wajib, but I'll say it's 100% recommended that you migrate. But then the question arises, where do you migrate to? If you're thinking of the Arab Tanpon dictators, then America is Zalim, but these Arab Tanpon dictators are Aslam. They are bigger tyrants than Tanpon dictators, you must remember that. And you speak of the Muslim countries, you got Pakistan, you got Malaysia, you got Turkey, all these countries. Then if you speak of non-Muslim countries, you got South Africa, you got Malawi, you got all these countries, you see that, Zimbabwe, Zambia. So it depends on you. So best thing is make istikhara and so forth. But you must choose such a place. Life, you must remember, you must learn to make the right decisions. If you make wrong decisions, then your whole life is gone, you know. So you get married and you get a wrong wife, you get the wrong husband, then what happens? So maybe you stay in that marriage, but it is what you'll call, you must remember, a rocky marriage, you understand? So a marriage that's not really a good, solid marriage and so forth, you just a stale marriage, you know, they call it in English. So that is what has happened. So then you can't function properly. To function properly, you must be happy, you must be satisfied. You must have that enthusiasm and zeal and so forth. Then you can give your maximum and so forth and so on. So that is the point that we must learn, all of us. You must remember, make istikhara and see, inshallah, Allah make khair and so. Like myself, I said this 100 times and I'll repeat it. If you tell me I must go stay in Makkah Mukarramah or Madinah Munawwara or Aqsa or any Arab country or Muslim country, I'll refuse. You don't understand? Because I know them, how they behave and this. We are better off in South Africa compared to all the Muslim countries and Arab countries as far as our freedom of religion goes. That is what I mean. You show me which country will allow a radio station like this. You show me one. Show me one. They will never allow you. First person they'll put you in jail is me. I must remember. Say, this guy got the big mouth, put him in jail. Put him in. So solitary confinement, let him make etika after. We'll see him next year. That is if they remember you. No, understood? So these are zalims, you must remember these kind of things. So that we can, I feel very honored, you know. I cry sometimes. Ya Allah, you gave us such opportunity that with our small little humble radio station, our voice can be heard throughout the whole world. I mean, it's a very big thing, you know, and this type of things there. Where and where people can hear. The other day I spoke to a Maulana from UK, you know, Blackburn. And the other day one lady, she sent me a message from Czechoslovakia. And from where and where remote countries, New Zealand and these type of things, and Australia and here and there. So this is Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy. But we always must make this dua. Start today. Allahumma ij'alni min al-maqbulin. Ya Allah, accept me for your deen. And make collective dua is all the better. Allahumma ij'alna min al-maqbulin. Ya Allah, accept me, accept my wife, accept my children, accept my parents, accept my siblings, accept our family, Ya Allah, for your deen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. You see? So that is how you must understand it.
Mufti Sahib, this was a question posed yesterday, so we'll pose it now. A person, it's about the Saudis and the Quran competitions. Are these permissible or not?
It's all riya and wasum'ah. You see, they do so many haram things. So now they have Quranic competitions, all that. Why? To say, no, we are good Muslims. We will give you 1 million US, Saudi riyals, prize and dust and all these type of things. So the whole thing is based on riya and wasum'ah. You want to remember, just to impress the people's eyes and ears and so forth. No sincerity or something in it. So I mean, but if my son is now, I met that youngster the other day, first of my life I met him. His father was hijacked, you see, Ibrahim Bhaivali, that's the name. And this youngster, I asked him, what's your name? He said, Muhammad Irfan. Then he didn't say anything. I just asked him, you're a Hafiz. He said, yeah. I said, read to us. Somebody else told me he went for the Makkah and he came out in the finals. He didn't come out first, but he came out in the finals. So they say he reads beautiful Quran. So I mean, if they invite you, then it's fine. But they must remember that for them, the Saudi culture and system nowadays is this. Just praise us and give us credibility. If you make tanqeed of them, you criticize them, you are their arch enemy. You must remember this kind of thing there. That's the thing they hate the most, when you criticize them. You must remember.
Mufti Sahib, please advise us when it comes to all our weddings and all these functions which we spend so much of money, wastage and all of this. What's the punishment for this?
Quran says itself, Surah 17, verse 27, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. That the people who squandered their wealth, you must remember that they are brothers of Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer. They're also what you see. I told you the other day, I don't know if I told you or not. So, man samma'a samma'a Allah bi hadith in Musnad Ahmad. You do things to impress the ears of people and so on. Now, in the past 10 days, this incident took place. You understand? So, either the girl was in Medina Munawwara or the boy was in Medina and the other party was in South Africa. So let's say Zohar time, the nikah took place. One party Medina, one party South Africa, Joburg, Durban, wherever. Then, now the nikah took place, now they're talking, you see, husband, wife. But they never met, they never like slept together at the khalwa and all that. Because one in Medina and one here, when Maghrib time, talak, everything took place, finish. Understood? So this happened now, in the past week, in the past 10 days. So how the question came to me, they gave me the story and they asked, now this lady here never saw her husband in that sense, you must remember, face to face. Maybe they saw one another with the Zoom and with all this video call and that. Oh, you must remember, they never slept together, they never touched one another, they never had khalwa and privacy with one another. So is the iddat upon this lady? So in a case like that, we know iddat. فَمَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ iddatin تَعْتَدُّونَهَا. So you must remember there's no iddat upon her because you didn't touch her, there was no privacy, nothing and so forth. So these are things now. But now you must go to the other side of it. What is the other side of it? What was the need for you to go to Medina? Understand? Did you go to Medina for the love of Allah Jalla Wala, for the love of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or to impress people? Me, my nikah will take place in Makkah. My nikah will take place in Medina. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. So when you want to show off like that, so I told you, You can ask any Maulvi, any person who knows Hadith. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in Madina Munawwara. Jabir bin Abdullah is in Madina Munawwara. He gets married, he never invited Nabi alayhi salam. What you going to say about that? Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu got married in Madina. He is from Ashra Mubashara, the greatest Sahaba. Then on his kurta there was a stain, like you know, yellow colors, whatever. So you must remember that the Nabi alayhi salam asked him what that. He said, no, I got married in this and all. So he also never invited Nabi alayhi salam. But we will delay, 6 months, 1 year. Hazrat is coming. Our Sheikh is coming. Sheikh, make that, you know. So since when in Islam all this is encouraged and so forth? The Jamiat Ulama Natal, you see, they wrote a nice thing, you know, they're writing every day. So now is Maulana Ghora Saleji. Maulana Ghora Saleji's younger brother is Maulana Ismail Saleji. He qualified there in Darul Uloom in the first batch, 1983. And when that covered and all that shit shut down, by us, what they call it, shut down?
Lockdown.
So by us, they call it lockdown. So you must remember that. So thus, you must remember the lockdown they had. So he said, what lockdown? So let me go sit in the masjid. He said, for itikaf, Fajr time, he go into Sajda, he passed away in Sajda. So see, so that mashallah, yes, what the death. Now his elder brother, Maghora Saleji. So when Maghora Saleji got married in Makkah, but who was there? So you must remember that Hazraji of Nizamuddin, Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hassan, Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri, Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Shahul Hadith, Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah. Hazraji performed the nikah, you see that? And Hazraji of Tabligh Jamaat, you see. So he performed the nikah. And after the nikah, then Hazrat Sheikh made the nushra. You know nushra, Maulana? He took the dates and he threw it. You see that? So that Hazrat Sheikh did that. The sunnah also, the hadith in Musnad Ahmad. So but nowadays you must be careful of the musallas and all that, you know. So rather just tell them put in a tray or something and then they can just distribute it and so forth. So the point I'm making here is this. So if it happens, kayfa muttafaq, so it's okay, then you know. But now make special trip and all these things here. So that is objectionable, you must remember that.
So Mufti Sahib, is it fine to throw dates?
I'm telling you, it's sunnah. Sure.
So at any other time?
Nikah time.
Message your question, Mufti. Please ask Mufti Sahib this question with regards to the 2030 agenda. What do we do about the digital ID that they are pushing for? Mufti Sahib, please advise us.
They will try everything, me and you. Tonight is what? You must remember, it's Laylatul Jumu'ah. So Islam gave us, you know, you seek. So then you take what medicine they say? Antidote. Isn't they say? So you must remember. So Islam gave us the antidote. You must remember. What's the antidote? Man qara'a surat al-kahfi laylat al-jumu'ah. Adha'a lahu min al-nur ma baynahu wa bayn al-bayt wa bayn al-lay al-atiq. You see, wa bayn al-lay al-atiq is bayt al-atiq. And remember that the hadith is sahih in Sunan al-Darimi. Allah Jalla wa Ala sent wahi to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell the ummah, you read Surah Kahf on the night of Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, after Maghrib, after Isha, anytime. Allah will bless you with nur, radiance, effulgence. From where you are, right till the Baytullah al-Atiq, that is the Baytullah that is there. Baytullah don't belong to MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, or Salman, his father, or Abdul Aziz, the grandfather. It belongs to Allah, Jalla wa'ala. That is Hadith Sahih. And you read the first 10 verses. This first 10 verses got nothing to do with Jumu'ah. You read every day, any day of the week. Then man qara'a awwala, you must remember that ashara ayatin and all that of Suratul Kahf, ay usima min fitnatid dajjal. Open Mustad Ahmad, open, you must remember Mustad Hakim and all that, you will find it. So meaning that Allah Ta'ala will protect you from the trials and tribulation of Dajjal. See, when this covered shaitan came, we said we must go masjid. We reject all this doctors' nonsense and government's nonsense and all these things. So alhamdulillah, we never died, we never got sick, nothing. But when we think just like the kuffar and our Maulvis think like that, so that is the big problem, you see. Why? To lick the backside in simple words of governments and so forth. You see that? So that is where all the problems come. So if me and you become sincere, devoted Muslims, then Allah will protect us from Dajjal. Yesterday I was there by Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib. I say, Hazrat, pata nahi aapke baare mein, mere kuch nahi keh sakta hu, lekin jahan tak mere maamla hai. I don't know if you sensed it, you know, but as far as I know, when I went to Palestine, occupied Palestine, that five times, and I went to Iran once, I could feel it, sense it, perceive it, that you look at their forehead, then you'll see this is a cursed nation, it's like written the kafir. You don't see the words, but you can feel it, you must remember. This is not a nation that Allah Ta'ala loves, this is a nation that is maghdub alayhim, you see. Allah's wrath, Allah's anger, Allah Ta'ala's rage is upon them. But who will see that? People of Iman will see that, you see. So the Jutlas and this thing and this Shias are all one, you must remember that. The founding father of Shiism was a Jew. It's written in your book, Rijalul Kashi. There is written there, Abdullah bin Sabah, and them were the founding members and so forth. So it shows that these are the things that me and you must take on and expose them and so what they are doing and so forth and so on. So today we are very frightened, one, and two, we don't want to upset the apple cart, they say. Don't want to rock the boat too much, you see that? So that is what they do today. So that they make you compromise, compromise, compromise. By the time you finish, you compromise half the deen or the whole deen. What do low to hino for you hino? What's the word you must remember, Muazahid? Mudahana. What is mudahana? That you make mudas. Compromise, compromise, compromise. So Maulana Hazrat Maulana Tanvir is a master in words, you know. Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah. He said, ye log najdi hai wajdi nahi. You see, najdi wajdi. So he said, ke aajkal ke ulama Hazrat passed away in 43. So he's speaking about the 20s and 30s and all that. So he said, aajkal ulama kehte isme maslahat hai. Isme maslahat hai. No, there's some wisdom in this. He say, can they make maslahat is so much, they make it that maslahat so broad, there'll be nothing left of deen, but masala reh jayega. Maslahat will become masala. You understand? It'll be like how many spices, you know, you go little bit here, little bit here, little bit here, little bit. So the three-quarters of the deen you will wipe out with your maslahat and all that business. So that is what really happens. So we have to look at what's happening. So, if our ta'alluq and connection with Allah Jalla Wala is strong, if our connection with Allah the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is strong, if our connection with Islam is strong, then Allah will protect us. Remember this kind of things, yeah. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. That they keep on plotting and planning, and Allah has His master plan. So that is how we must believe in it, and then we must tell other people about all this. Now see, people go today Makkah, Medina. You will see that right inside the Masjidul Haram is written there. Al-Ru'yatu Ishreen wa Thalathin, Vision 2030. And these people, they don't even understand what is going on. You must remember that. That is another tragedy. One is to know the problem and one is not to even know the problem. You see that? So that is also another big calamity, disaster.
Tisab, a person says, please advise, there's been a couple who has not been intimate for the past 15 years, not even on their wedding night. The marriage was not consummated. If her husband passes away, does she still sit for iddat?
She must sit for iddat and she'll inherit also. So why did she stay in that marriage so long? You must remember that you're trying to tell me 15 years she's married and she's still a virgin. That's what you're telling us, isn't it, sir? So iddat is compulsory because khalwa took place. Khalwa means they were in privacy. So they were sleeping and so forth. So in case like that, Islam will say, if something is wrong with this mortar, is apasix and so forth. So he must go for ilaj and treatment. And after 1 year and all that, still he can't sort himself out. And she got ikhtiar. She can ask for talaq, you understand? She can ask for fasakh, annulment of marriage and all that. So she not only the husband is to blame that he's upper six and all these things and important in need. So you must remember that that's the Arabic word you use. But remember that she also is guilty that if she's complaining now, and that is, you must remember why she didn't exercise her rights at that time. Now you waited 15 years. So if he passes away, you will inherit and you must sit in iddat also. So you must be very clear on all these issues.
Mufti Sahib, please advise. I told my husband that he must lose his stomach, but he doesn't want to listen to me.
So you must remember, you give him so nice food, so how his stomach is going to go in there? Every day you give him biryani, and every day you give him kari khichdi, and every day you give him murghi and chicken and so forth. So then, so you must tell him, you see, your wife also, you must be a nice politician and a diplomat. You must tell him, Habi, see, Ramadan is just 1995 days away now. We're coming nearer and nearer to Ramadan. Best thing is me and you, both of us. Let us fast once a week. Let us fast twice a week. You got qaza, I got qaza. If you say me, I got no qaza or that. Must say, never mind, we keep sunnat fast, you see. So let us start fasting Mondays and Thursdays. Let us start fasting 13, 14, 15 of the Islamic month. So when you tell that to your husband, so it'll appeal to him. Say, see my wife, that she's teaching me something good. And when you practice on the Sunnah of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chapter 3, verse 31, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, follow me sallallahu alaihi wasallam immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will be forgiven. So that is what we must realize, that is what we must learn, that not only you complain. What the complaint you must bring about? Solutions there. How can we solve the problem? Complain, everybody can complain. Islam want to show ma huwa al-hal. What are the solutions for all these problems and so forth? And those solutions you will find only in Islam. It don't cost you money also. You will save on money. You won't have lunch. You must remember that. You will have nice suhoor, and then you have nice iftar and so forth. So like that you should. But you see, the Habib must think, but why must I fast? So let us both fast. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. So you must remember that. So the husband will say that, come you, I fast. And the wife will say, come I fast. So now you're both are partners in fasting also. So that is what made Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the greatest in all fields. He led by example. He told the Ummah, you read 5 daily salat, but he read 6 daily salat, tahajjud. He told the Ummah, you must fast Ramadan 30 days, 29 days per year. But Monday, Thursdays is to fast. 13, 14, 15 of the Islamic lunar month is to fast. Charity, me and you, 2.5% zakat. But he, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, La yambaghi li nabiyin. It doesn't behove a nabi that one piece of gold, you understand, must stay in the house and so. So he sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pay zakat every day. So you understand what I'm saying? So to lead by example. So you husband, you wife, you saying now your stomach is too big and you too like this. And so now you must look for practical solutions. What can we do besides ta'aleem and all these things? Yeah? So in a case like that, I gave you the easy solution, just fasting. And don't tell him only, tell him, Habib, me and you both, I'll wake up early and I'll prepare the suhoor and sihri as a wife. You see that? So already you win the heart of the husband. Once you win the heart of the husband, you won the rokra, you got the cash also. Then the more you win the heart of the husband, the credit card also will go away. The more you win the heart of the husband, the debit card also will go away. So you'll be left with kakal, you see, lashi, akal lash, you see. So there's like nothing. And I, when walking with my wife and I see a beggar, I have to ask her for 1 rain to give the beggar. Stood. Everything is taken by her. So you must remember this thing. So that is what happens, you must remember.
If this type of person says, I've got a lot of fines, can we pay bribery to squash it?
So So you must pay interest and get done with it. Bribery is haram. In Islam, the hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi. لَأَنَ اللَّهُ الرَّاشِي وَالْمُرْتَشِي وَالْرَائِشِ. That the person who gave the bribery is cursed, the person who received it is cursed, and the third part, he says, not what you know, is who you know. He says, I got the right contacts, and now we pay him. So all that is haram, obviously. So remember, when Islam wants to solve a problem, Islam does not go to the roots. It goes to the fruit. Islam says, when you want to solve a problem, don't go to the fruits. You must go to the roots. So Islam will solve it from the root, not from the top. South Africa, it got pandemic, AIDS pandemic. So how are you going to solve it, ANC? So ANC says, give everybody a condom. You understand? The small lighty kids, you give them condom, they're blowing it, they think it's a balloon. You understood? And this all nonsensical things. Islam say, take 100 guys, 50 guys, put them in different provinces and major cities and give them 100 lashes in public. If they commit adultery, give them death penalty in public. In 1 month, your problem will be solved. But who will do it? Because the ministers themselves are involved. You see that? Muslim countries don't want to do it. What do you expect of South Africa? So Muslim countries say, no, it's too harsh, it's too barbaric. Muslim countries make these statements. Once you make this kind of statement, you go out to the fold of Islam. You must remember that. Allah protect us.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to, I want to purchase a car, a person says, can we buy it through the bank and I'm going to pay it off as soon as possible, but I need a car urgently.
Yeah, so you need a car, but why? It doesn't mean you have to buy from the bank. So go to your friend or somebody and tell him, I'll sell you his car, and then you make the time period, and you make the payment, how you're going to pay after two years, 5 years, whatever. Once you go to the bank, it's haram, because definitely they're going to charge you interest. Whether you say Islamic bank or you say what, is still haram, because why? They just give interest another name. Yusammunahu bighayri ismihi. They call it another name, you see that. So then it's not permissible, that also. We fool ourselves. You must remember this. See, the mistake we make is this. See, Allah just put it in my head now. Surah 65, Surah Talaq, verses 2 and 3. You say you need a car urgently, urgently. So Allah says, I'm giving you the urgent reply. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. If you really got taqwa, you understand, Allah will make a way out for you. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah will give you rich sustenance where you never ever anticipated, expected. Quran says, we must say it, so therefore I'm saying it, تَحْدِيثُ النِّعْمَةِ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَأَتِيشْ. We gunagar, we sinners, we transgressors, we everything, you understand? But Allah's fazal, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, Allah's benevolence comes. So 2000, I resigned from Darul. Mosema said, me pardon that, these are his words. Your resignation, I'm telling you. I said, well, you can take it, but me, I'm going. I'm tired of this now. So anyway, this thing. He was very, very upset, you know. But cut long story short, that, so he used to ask me, where are you going? What are you going to do? I said, I don't know. So Maulana used to think that this guy, I don't want to tell him, you see. But he used to see me, I'm there every day, namaz, and greet him, and all that, make salam. So then the Channel Islam came, and then you see, then the rest is history. Then Markaz Sahaba came and said, no, is that it? So Allah Ta'ala will give you so much, so much, so much, you never ever anticipated and imagined in your life it can happen like that. So, but we don't want taqwa, we want free life. Our eyes, our ears, eat what we want to, drink what we want to, do what we want to, sleep what we want to. So that is not Islam. Islam is, we have to submit, surrender lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, and to the Master, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is what Islam is all about. هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي هَذَا رَحْمَةُ مِنْ رَبِّي. This is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. And last one, we must remember that, you know, in life, now you don't know what to do. So go to some pious people who got no hidden agenda and ask them for advice, then you will make the right decisions. But the way the question is posed about we buy cards through the bank and do this, this is all haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, a person says we use the bank's money, we built a building with riba. I feel guilty now. What is the way out of this?
So every day make tawbah. You must remember, you can't go break the house down now and all that. So every day make tawbah and so forth, and never again get involved in riba and so forth, and our tawbah is accepted. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. So what is nasuha? You milk the cow. Do you see the cows, the milk going back? No. Same thing in the she camel, same thing in the goat. So that is tawbah and nasuha. We all are guilty. We commit this sin, this sin, this sin. But what is the criteria? We must make tawbah. We must repent sincerely. And what is the sign that now my tawbah is accepted, we never return to that vice in future? So that is, there must be no relapse. You know, in this drug business, they say relapse. So there must be no relapse. So that is there. So inshallah, Allah is all forgiving. Remember that.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to business, isn't there a lot of treachery that's happening? How do we rectify these things?
So you seeing all this, so it don't mean what you see, you must do. Nabi alayhi salam's hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, وَلَا تَخُنْ مَنْ خَانَكْ. People do wrong business, people do khiyanat, wrong things, so you don't have to do that. They will be responsible. You won't be responsible for their actions. كُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Every person will come individually. Open Surah Maryam in the ending. Surah Maryam chapter number 19 and 98 verses. So there verse 94, 95, 96, you will find it. So you will remember. So then Allah Ta'ala says, وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. They will come to Allah, the Divine Court, alone, independent, no lawyer, no barrister, no procureur, no nothing. Everybody will have to tell their story in front of Allah, individually, independently, and so forth. So that is what you must do. So you must have a pure business. It don't mean that people wear napa clothes, so you also must wear napa clothes. So you must wear clean clothes. You must be the example, and so forth, and so on.
Mufti Sahib, there's a new university, Islamic university, opened in Spain. Can Mufti Sahib please advise us on this?
Every day you will find some institution opening, you must remember. Today, if truth be told, Islam is used just there to make, catch the people. So you must remember for what? For funds and for this and all this type of thing. Darulum, das, madrasa, das, all jamia, you see. So why? So we can get more and more money and so forth and so on. So you say Islamic university. So if I come, I give you one story quickly. So I went thrice, you understand, to Canada. So I think it was the second time, not the first time. The second time or third time, I can't remember. So then when I went, no, it was the second time, yeah. So we went there to the main places in Canada are Toronto and Montreal, you see. The G7 is taking place now, there in Canada, you see that? So now it will be in Toronto or Montreal, they're the main places. So now when you go to these places, so in Montreal they got a university. It's called McGill University, all right? So I always read that they have a wonderful collection, you must remember, of library and books and all that. So I went there, I told the brothers, you all can go where you want to. I'll spend hours here, you see. So don't worry about me and all these things. Yeah. Just you won't even understand what's going on. So anyway, Arabic books and this. But when I went there, I was disappointed. My library is almost better than that. You must remember that. So I wasn't very impressed, you understood? Because I really thought it'll be a very impressive library. Anyway, afterward, 1 hour, 1 hour, so I saw what they got. Then I went to somebody, I asked, where's the postgraduate students, pre-doctoral students and PhD, you know? Said that side there. So I said, okay, let me go. So I went there. So I just tapped the door. I said, Professor, sir, can I attend the lecture? He said, yeah, come, no problem. So he's teaching them Islam. Who's teaching them Islam? This Palestinian. and he had black clothes on. Mother tongue is Arabic, you see, but he's not Muslim. He's a Palestinian Christian. He's a Palestinian Christian. There were three students there, understood? They're doing their postgraduate studies, doctoral thesis and research and what have you. In his lecture, I'm just an observer. So remember, he tells them that Imam Shafi'i kana Shi'iyan. That Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, Allah forbid, was a Shia. You see. I'm looking and I'm just, not one of them, they're simple. They're all just writing the note as though this is gospel truth, you know. It just came down from Allah, like, you know. So I didn't say anything. He carried on. When he finished that, he asked anybody questions. So I picked up my hand. You see, straight away. I said, I got question, Mr. Professor. So what's your question? I said, you said just now to these students, and none of them picked it up in the process, that Al-Imam Shafi'i kana Shi'iyan. So how come Ustad G, Professor G, you can just make that edit if you want to, that how come you read Diwan-ul-Shafi'i, and in Diwan-ul-Shafi'i it is mentioned, now if you know Arabic, he knows what I was saying, so if you have the word law, lam, wow, so law, wow comes for what? For hypothetically, for argument's sake. لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا. If there were many gods, deities in the heavens and earth, this whole world should be in chaos all the time. One god will say it must be sunrise, one will say sunset, one will say it must rain, other will say no rain, and like that. So there's only one, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. You see that? So I'm explaining to you the word law. So here Al-Imam Shafi'i, his poetry and his book, which I have, Diwan Shafi'i, then his poem is there. لَوْ كَانَ الرِّفْضَ حُبُّ آلِ مُحَمَّدِي لَوْ كَانَ الرِّفْضَ حُبُّ آلِ مُحَمَّدِي. If Shia Azam was really the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلْيَشْهَدِ ثَقَلَانَ أَنِّي رَافِذِي. Then let the heavens and the earth, let the insan and the jinnat all bear testimony. I am also a Rafidi. So what does it mean? Is it Shia or is not a Shia? What it means?
No.
Obviously not. So he understood now, we tangled him up properly. This is in Toronto, not Toronto, in Montreal, you understand, in the McGill University. And he didn't know, he got disgraced in front of the students. He said, no, there's difference of opinion on this issue. I said, there's no difference. He's 100% Sunni. And what you are teaching is factually incorrect. So you see, now that is your Islamic universities nowadays. Who will be the lecturers? They will have a Qadiani, they will have a Shia, they will have an Orientalist, they will have some modernist guys and so forth and so on. And they're going to teach you all these things, yeah. You're speaking of Spain. When I went to Spain, so we went there to Andalus, Muslim Spain, which Muslims ruled for 700 years plus minus, you see. More than 700. Anyway, we just say plus minus. When you go there, you go to Granada, you see the palace, and you go to Cordoba. The biggest masjid, musaqqaf with a roof at that time in the world. And the method and the pattern and design was exactly like Masjid Nabawi. When myself and my wife just entered, 3-4 police came surrounded us. So they said, they speak Spanish, so we don't know Spanish. So they said, no prayer, no prayer. I said, okay. You're walking in a masjid, it's masjid. The pillars are there, the mihrab is there, in front the musallas are there. So the choir is playing. You know choir? The church music is playing. You see? They got the piano and this and all. And the women are there with a mini skirt and the men are there with their short trousers, long trousers and like that. And all in the masjid, you see? So that's why when Iqbal, he went there, he cried also. So I thought about him. So I told my wife, these haramis, they told us we can't pray, but let's take now, they can't prevent us. So we went to the first surf. So where the musallas are, the mihrab is there, the niche, the semicircle. So I raised my hand and made dua. I told my wife, you also raise your hand and make dua and make ameen, ameen, ameen. Make softly, no problem. So that they couldn't stop us. We made dua because we're not praying according to them, salat and so forth. So we did this there. So that is your Spain. So I turned the whole argument a little bit around. So I asked the Muslim guys who were there. I said, you guys stay here, isn't it? And good, he said, yes. I said that once upon a time, this was the biggest masjid in the Muslim, the whole world. That had Mustaqaf, that had a roof and all that. You see? So now this masjid is gone. It's history. Now you Muslims currently, tomorrow is Friday, where are you going to read Jummah Salat? He said, no, we read there, we got place. I said, wait, show me. They took me to a place about half a kilometer away, and they just got place for 20 people, 15 people. You had place for thousands of people, and now you got place for 15, 20 people, and they're happy. So we got, you see. So when you say Islamic University, first of all, who will be the lecturers? Who, what syllabus you're going to use? Third one, what is your aim and objective of this university? Hazrat Mawlana Ali Miah. So Ali Miah was one of the great, great scholars, but he never came to South Africa. So Hazrat Ali Miah, Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi, my ustad, he gave me permission in writing, he was a member for hadith and so forth and so on. So with Allah's help, Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, he says that, you know, you all want to call me, yeah. Then I'm Bain al Aqwami Shaykhs. I'm international person. I want to go here, go here. You want to be, no, you can't go there. Say, just keep your da'wat. I'm not interested. He showed istighna, you see. And I told you 100 times how he passed away and all these kind of things. So Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi used to, in the starting, encourage students to go to Jamia Islamia, Medina. If you study his latter portion of his life, he say, Mujhe afsos hai. That nowadays, you must remember, I don't want to send them, I don't want to write letters, nothing, you must remember. I always thought it would be good for them to go, but when they came back, majority of them became Salafis and became letters and letters. So he said, it used to pain me so much, you see that I used to encourage them, but today the halat is like this and so forth. So that is your Islamic universities and so forth. You go to this thing, Malaysia, I went there also. They got Islamic University, Islamic Finance. The big professor, I met him in Islamic Finance. He said his father is a Maulana from India. He gave me the name also. So now they will tell you, we're teaching you Islamic Finance. The question arises, is it really Islamic Finance? Or is it loopholes in the Islamic system? They're looking for loopholes in the Islamic system. You understood the difference? Yeah. So this 101 questions, who will oversee the syllabus? So that kind of thing. They just write thesis, become master's degree, become doctoral thesis, be PhD, like that. So we've been through all the system, so we know how it works and so forth and so on. So may Allah Ta'ala protect our iman. Allah Ta'ala make our khatim on iman. Ameen. Ya Rabbul Alameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
Wa Alaikum Assalam wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.